serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida residents repairing damage from Hurricane Milton, cleaning debris and trying to pick up the pieces. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Tampa on the 16 people in Florida who lost their lives.
As hurricanes go, Milton is unusual in that so many of the storm's fatalities, at least six, were caused by the tornadoes spun off by the storm. Near Fort Meade, a county employee clearing storm debris from a road was struck and killed. At least four other people were killed by falling trees after Milton had moved through.
There are still at least 2 million power outages across the state of Florida. With a little over 3 weeks until the election, both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have been fielding questions about the hurricanes and the government's response to it on the campaign trail. An Israeli airstrike in central Beirut overnight, the deadliest in that city yet. Officials say at least 22 were killed. This year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to a Japanese group whose mission is to rid the world of nuclear weapons. This is ABC News. Former President Barack Obama kicked off a campaign swing for Kamala Harris this week, not just making the case for the vice president, but also delivering a blistering takedown of Donald Trump.
In must-win Pennsylvania, Obama calling out black men who might be hesitating to support Harris, fearing it could benefit Donald Trump.
You have someone who has consistently shown disregard, not just for the communities, but for you as a person. And you're thinking about sitting out?
The candidate of hope and change, trying to convince voters that the sitting vice president can take the country in a new direction.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. Sean Diddy Combs will stand trial for sex trafficking and abuse on May 5th next year. He's accused of leading a criminal enterprise that sexually abused and exploited women. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local governments around Wisconsin are getting $1.5 billion in shared revenue from the state. Nearly $300 million of that is coming from the new shared revenue formula put in place last year. Another $10 million is coming from Wisconsin's new tax on cable TV. Some of the new shared revenue dollars are earmarked for first responders. Efforts to protect the Mississippi River Basin from farm runoff have largely failed. Maisa Khan is the former policy director for the Mississippi River Network. She says there needs to be more collaboration between states.
The way that we operate right now is very much a state-by-state kind of choose-your-own-adventure.
As much as 80% of the nitrogen flowing down the Mississippi comes from farms and livestock operations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has received grant funding through the Department of Defense to help improve cybersecurity for smaller businesses that contract with the DoD. According to a press release, the nearly $125,000 grant will allow students and researchers at the university to use artificial intelligence to help the businesses guard against cybersecurity threats. The project will be a core part of the curriculum for cybersecurity students at the university, which has become a national leader in cybersecurity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $50 million of funding through the State Building Commission for projects across the state. Among the funded projects are several in western Wisconsin, including the Barron County Historical Society's Pioneer Village Museum, Western Wisconsin Health's Saving Rural Obstetrics Program, and for the renovation of the Lee and Mary Marquardt Center at the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Chippewa Valley. A full list of the projects and the allocated funding is available online. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday at noon. Green Bay rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing the Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray.
He's an athlete, man. A guy that can, you know, he's dangerous with his legs. A guy that can take it to the, you got to be in high account when he has the ball in his hands because he can throw it over your head and he can run past you. So just we got to be dialed into that, man. Keep him in our visuals for sure.
The Badgers play at Rutgers tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers last night in preseason basketball. The Lakers won 107-102. Both LeBron and Giannis played. Bobby Portis led the Bucks with 23 points.
One thing I've done my whole career is just continue to get better each and every year, no matter what nobody says. So my biggest thing this summer was get in the gym and just work. I worked every day of my life this summer like a madman, bro, and just want my work to show on the court.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And it's homecoming week. Phillips will play host to Hurley tonight, a game that will most likely determine the champion of the mayor of the conference for the eight man here in the Northwoods, and that'll be a 7 o'clock start time. Phillips hosting Hurley. You'll have that right here with Jeff Hakenham, and then Shawamigan and Butternut Mercer eight man co-op team will play host to South Shore homecoming again. That game tonight with Steve Gentlin will be on 103.1 FM. Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The nights are getting colder, and that means the shallows in the lakes, it's getting cooler. And that means the big northern pike are moving in. They're easier to target, easier to catch. I'll tell you what you have to do to get the job done, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
As the shallows cool, the northern pike move into the shallower water. I like targeting those big northern pike, but you can't do it fast. Speed is not your friend when those big pike move shallow. What you want to do is go with something that's a much slower presentation. Something like a bait that runs just below the surface, or a jerk bait that dives down a few feet. You don't use topwater on northern pike. They don't seem to do well with a topwater lure. But the lures that run just below the surface do quite well. I really like the suspending lures this time of year. The ones that you jerk down into a depth and just let them sit and they just float there, tempting that fish. Spinner baits are good during this late season period if you're using something that's got a big blade that you can retrieve very slowly. A nice scented trailer on the hook is going to add a little dimension to that lure. And that's going to help too. But the slower the retrieve, the better when it comes to these shallow late season northern pike. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
98 Q Country.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you.
about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
What plans I got, I can break them. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. And I don't mind telling all the guys I can't meet them. Hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just gotta see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. Show and look down and see your face on my phone, and I'm gone so long. Hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. If it's 2 in the morning and you're feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing, go ahead and call me, call me, call me. You don't have
door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
Some rockin'
Friday.
Get down.
98 Q Country.
Should've known by the way you passed me by, there was something in your eyes and it wasn't right. I should've walked, but I never had the chance. Everything got out of hand and I let it slide. Now I only have myself to blame for falling for your stupid games. I wish my life could be the way it was before I saw your face. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. Now your photos don't have a picture frame, and I never say your name. Never will. And all your things, well, I threw them in the trash, and I'm not even sad. Now you only have yourself to blame for playing all those stupid games. You're always gonna be the same. Oh no, you'll never change. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna
calling my name.
get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love, but you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus.
Post Malone, Blake Shelton, 98Q Country, birthdays to come in just a little bit. If you got one, give us a call at 715-762-3221. A couple of things to air out here this morning. First of all, we have Gray in here. We have Austin in here. We have the shopping show coming up after 9. First of all, I want to express my utter joy this morning. I found a great joy last night. And when you watch professional sports, you never know when that moment, that game, you just never know. It'll sneak up on you, and you walk away from it and thinking that was one of the best games I've ever seen, or one of the best experiences, whatever it may be. Packers, Bucks, whatever it be, maybe, right? Last night I watched the WNBA Minnesota Lynx, one of the most amazing comebacks that I've ever watched, and an amazing game. And it's so fun to see Minnesota people go to New York and watch Spike Lee just squirm on the sidelines of a New York Liberty WNBA game, and my Minnesota Lynx won it in overtime, and it brought me great joy.
So you were shouting and scaring Billy the Pug yesterday watching that game?
He was in bed sleeping, so...
you just assumed he was sleeping if you were yelling.
Yeah, he was in the other room. So that victory over the New York Liberty may balance out one or two of the Twins playoff losses to another New York team, the Yankees. So that might balance it out just a little bit there, just a little bit. So it was a great joy. Then I came in this morning just feeling, you know, just euphoric from that and the joy of that. And then now my brain has been jumbled and stumbled as Gray has brought in drama that I didn't think was possible to come from a certain part of a cooking a Julia Child's type feel, but Gray is feeling stressed out this morning.
I found my nemesis, I think, Joel.
Batman and Robin have the Joker. They have the Riddler. Superman has, what's his name? That guy.
Shoot. Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor. Yeah. And Gray Gunderson's nemesis is now...
Cloves. Cloves. I don't get how people... have riddled out cloves because, yeah.
Everybody who's ever dealt with cloves just immediately went like, yeah.
No, it just, I was telling Joel earlier, I thought I had it. I had failed with cloves. It's cloves in coffee, by the way. Cloves as part of a beverage. I have a basic iced coffee recipe that involves brown sugar and cinnamon, and it's really yummy. And I realized that I was just a little bit of cloves away from this delicious gingerbread coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, Rachel recently brought home some pumpkin creamer, and I thought, man, I could make pumpkin gingerbread coffee. And I had done a really good gingerbread coffee just a couple days ago. It ended up really tasty, just a little bit of cloves.
Mm-hmm.
Just that little note. You don't even realize it's cloves, but if it's not there, you would notice.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll just very confidently sprinkle that same amount in. And I don't know if I just I don't know. I don't know if I ended up just kind of rattling the can or something, but I...
So it's not a measured amount. It's like a pinch or a, like grandma used to do, just, how much sugar is in there? Well, you just...
Yeah, throw, eyeball it.
You
yeah.
put in the right amount. Yep.
Yeah, that's the right amount.
Bartenders definitely know as well. You put in the right amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had done exactly that. And, I mean, it is a... I think it might be a crime to put that much clove. I have no idea how I overshot it that much. And I actually, like, I've been measuring it out. I've got some uncloved coffee, and I'm trying to see how much do I have to mix in. It's 4 to 1. I've got to do 4 normal coffee to 1 clove bomb coffee, which means it's 5 times too strong. I didn't know I could miss by that wide.
So are cloves, can cloves themselves have a different strength to them depending on what type?
I mean,
where
it is
possible.
Grown,
if you
go through like various brands, it could be maybe older cloves or something like that.
It's absolutely the case that I have used 2 different brands of ground cloves. Now, woe betide the person, I guess, who doesn't realize that ground cloves are not equal. Maybe some are older. Maybe some have a bit of a delayed fuse. But I think the Walmart brand ground cloves that I've got are angry at me, perhaps. But the one thing I am 100% sure about is I am currently unqualified to use cloves and expect the results I would like.
I mean, my grandma does have advice. She loves the cloves in coffee, but just a pinch, they are strong.
This is like a pinch and a half. The difference between the right amount and slightly too much is extreme. Like, if you had a little bit too much sugar to a thing, it's a little sweet. If you had a little bit too much salt, it's, that's a little salty.
If you had too much cloves, yeah.
It hurts. It hurts and you're sad. I don't understand.
Cloves are brutal, but honestly, this is just the average experience of working with cloves. Like I said, anybody who's dealt with them is immediately sympathizing right now. They're like, yeah, no, been there, buddy.
The situation is not being helped by the fact that I'm trying to force myself to enjoy it, and so I'm consuming the coffee that I maybe... So I'm adding caffeine to the fire of hatred that I'm experiencing here.
See, for me, someone like me, I don't cook a lot. My wife does most of the cooking. It's news to me that cloves are even in our food anywhere. So that's news to me, number one. And I'm learning that cloves are grown in like a tropical region, Asia, Africa, maybe the Americas, I guess. I don't know. I don't see any clove farms in Lugerville. Let me just put it that way.
Not growing around here.
But I would guess, it's just an educated guess, on depending on what brand it is and what region of the world it comes from.
That's
it's a
true.
Lot.
And you never know, maybe cross-pollination or something like that can change them.
I think they might be old. One batch might be older than the other two. So
it might be a simpler way to do it, yeah.
I think there's like every experience. I think I've got intersectionality for ridicule here. I think bakers, baristas, and anybody who enjoys good coffee can all probably very easily spot the issue and know exactly what I've done wrong. And I probably just sound like a total goofball to like several large crowds of people.
Is this something that you're breaking new ground on, mixing cloves into coffee, or
this is an old kind
that
of
the
a
big
recipe.
Baristas they do.
I don't think this is a very necessarily popular coffee ingredient, but tis the season, if you will. It'll always be around the holidays, and that's true for cloves in general. They're not in a lot of foods in the grand scheme of things, and it's usually holiday or just it's a very heavy spice flavor.
Yeah,
so it's something that if you give somebody a coffee, it's got a clove, they drink it and they go, "Ooh, that's different, but I like it." And you don't even tell them they're cloves.
Unless
in it,
you put too much, and then like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, yeah. if you tell them this is gingerbread coffee, their brain is expecting a taste that is cloves, whether they know it or not.
Yeah.
So I can't. That's exactly what I want this to be, is just a nice pumpkin gingerbread. And right now it's just cloves.
Cloves are difficult, though, because you don't often encounter an opportunity to work with them.
So if any of our more experienced, I don't want to say elderly, but more experienced chefs.
Coffee connoisseurs.
If you feel you have information that would benefit Gray in the clove world, email us. You can email gray.gunderson@civicmedia.us. Shoot him some clove tips.
Help.
Here. Help.
Here, I'll drop on by and pick up some certificates.
I wanted a photo of when he said help. I wanted to just click that. Eyes were down. It was like when the teacher said, "Does anybody know the answer?" And then half the eyes go down and the other one go. Gray's eyes were down.
And then they never call the person that has their hand up either.
Yeah, he was just, it was the ultimate in clove discomfort and shaming almost. So help Gray in the world of cloves if you can.
I've discovered a new category of sadness. Help.
Help.
Yep, that's it.
Shopping show coming up. We may or may not talk more cloves here in the 98Q Morning Show. Birthday cake giveaway too in a moment here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida residents repairing damage from Hurricane Milton, cleaning debris and trying to pick up the pieces. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Tampa on the 16 people in Florida who lost their lives.
As hurricanes go, Milton is unusual in that so many of the storm's fatalities, at least six, were caused by the tornadoes spun off by the storm. Near Fort Meade, a county employee clearing storm debris from a road was struck and killed. At least four other people were killed by falling trees after Milton had moved through.
There are still at least 2 million power outages across the state of Florida. With a little over 3 weeks until the election, both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have been fielding questions about the hurricanes and the government's response to it on the campaign trail. An Israeli airstrike in central Beirut overnight, the deadliest in that city yet. Officials say at least 22 were killed. This year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to a Japanese group whose mission is to rid the world of nuclear weapons. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local governments around Wisconsin are getting $1.5 billion in shared revenue from the state. Nearly $300 million of that is coming from the new shared revenue formula put in place last year. Another $10 million is coming from Wisconsin's new tax on cable TV. Some of the new shared revenue dollars are earmarked for first responders. Efforts to protect the Mississippi River Basin from farm runoff have largely failed. Maisa Khan is the former policy director for the Mississippi River Network. She says there needs to be more collaboration between states.
The way that we operate right now is very much a state-by-state kind of choose-your-own-adventure.
As much as 80% of the nitrogen flowing down the Mississippi comes from farms and livestock operations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. It's the 9th annual Deck the Rails. This is a memory wreath fundraiser with 2024 proceeds benefiting the Park Falls Beautification Committee with 20-inch memory slash honor wreaths to adorn Old Abe Memorial Park. The deadline is November 11th, and those interested can contact Shannon Greenwood at 715-744-4700. Once again, this is for memory wreaths to adorn Old Abe Memorial Park. Contact Shannon Greenwood at 715-744-4700 by November 11th. October 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Peace Center here in Park Falls, there's a silent auction to support their youth group as they're raising money to attend Endure 2025 Youth Gathering to come together as a community of God's family. They invite you to come have lunch with them and bid on many great items. Once again, that is October 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Peace Center for a silent auction supporting their youth group. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday at noon. Green Bay rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing the Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray.
He's an athlete, man. A guy that can, you know, he's dangerous with his legs. A guy that can take it to the, you got to be in high account when he has the ball in his hands because he can throw it over your head and he can run past you. So just we got to be dialed into that, man. Keep him in our visuals for sure.
The Badgers play at Rutgers tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers last night in preseason basketball. The Lakers won 107-102. Both LeBron and Giannis played. Bobby Portis led the Bucks with 23 points.
One thing I've done my whole career is just continue to get better each and every year, no matter what nobody says. So my biggest thing this summer was get in the gym and just work. I worked every day of my life this summer like a madman, bro, and just want my work to show on the court.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We baked you a birthday cake if you get it to me, eh? And you
moaning, groaning, woe. Don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candles.
Here they go.
All right, let's do our birthdays and anniversaries. We got some other. I've been actually working behind the scenes to get some additional birthday stuff, so you'll be hearing all kinds of fun stuff. Joel here, Gray, Austin, everybody's here to do some birthdays today, so let's see who we have. We have Ty Murray, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Famer. Austin, I'm sure you're very familiar with him.
Oh, of course.
He was married to the artist Jewel, Ty Murray. They were 08 through 14. Who else here? Luke Perry, the actor from TV's Beverly Hills 90210. Oz, Jeremiah, he passed away back in 2019, born on this day in 1965. Who else here? Joan Cusack, sister of John Cusack, actress, is 62 today. Steve Young, former 49er quarterback. He took over after Joe Montana. He could run the ball, and then he left football actually because of some concussion issues, which was news back then. 63 for Steve Young today. The former L.A. Laker Norm Nixon is celebrating a 69th birthday today. Paulette Carlson from Highway 101, 71. Who else? John Miller, ESPN broadcaster, legendary broadcaster, is 73 today. Mm-hmm. Gene Watson, classic country artist, 81. Dottie West, the country legend, born on this day, 1932, passed in 1991. And that's about it. Anybody that I recognize anyway. Anybody you guys got?
I didn't. Do I? May I? May I peruse?
Oh,
quickly?
Sure.
I've been thinking about cloves. Sorry.
Okay. he was on his phone during birthdays. I'm thinking, well, he's looking for some more birthday information.
Well, I was looking
looking for clove information.
I was looking at Joan Cusack, too, thinking, isn't she the uptight principal in School of Rock? And yes.
Oh, yeah.
She is. We're going to get phone calls or visits from local cafes going, like, this is how you use cloves, by the way.
We need a clove intervention, I think, is what we need.
Austin,
sorry, you got a couple local birthdays.
Go through local as well.
Yeah, who you got there?
Let's see. First and foremost, we have a happy 44th anniversary to, I believe this is Scott's wife. Now, is that Jacqueline? Is that her name pronounced?
Let me see.
I'm going to assume that's Jacqueline.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, so that's a happy 44th anniversary.
Okay.
To Jacqueline Schulke. Scott says, thank you for sticking with them. And we have a happy birthday to Emmett Skaggs from his friend Sue Alice.
Okay. Happy birthday, Emmett. Is that all you got?
I have one more.
Okay, we got.
Can't forget, this one was called in this morning. This is a happy birthday to CT from Timmy, Dolly, and Jason, a.k.a. the big guy.
All right. I got another birthday song here. I don't know what this is. I think it's appropriate, maybe. It won't play. All right.
It doesn't matter. It's been automatically canceled.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is definitely a legit birthday drawing. Not to say that any of them the previous 25 years weren't. There may be a couple that were a little bit shaky in there. But this is a legitimate birthday cake drawing. Austin and Gray. Austin is pulling the name. Gray is hawking them.
Gray Cloves Gunderson over
like
here.
Like a clove-obsessed hawk lingering over a field of cloves somewhere in Africa or
a
Southeast.
Bitter, spicy hawk.
A bitter, spicy hawk.
I'm kind of continuing just to see where we're going to go with this.
Even with the beak, it's obvious. It's got a bitter look on its face. Just,
that's a bad time.
All right. The winner of the cake, Austin, is
Emmett Skaggs.
All right, Emmett, congratulations. Free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One.
Close you up this fall and winter at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Join them Wednesday through Saturday at 4 to 8 p.m. for amazing specials. Dive into their Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesdays. Savor mouthwatering prime rib sandwiches on Thursdays. Indulge in a fantastic Friday fish fight featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder. Don't miss Saturday's prime rib and lobster. Book your fall weddings, holiday gatherings, and business Christmas parties now at 715-762-4447. Please check their Facebook for special events. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get winter road ready with a set of new tires from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Purchase your tires today and receive free rotations for the life of the tires. Don't wait and ensure your safety on the road this winter at D&D Tire and Auto Center, your essential stop for worry-free fall color drives.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
98Q Country.
Wild lady, wild. I'm Post Malone.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It just is great music.
98Q Country.
I'm a little bit crazy. You could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them. Man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard to find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way, or I've got too many choices, I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, quit that team and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them. They made me who I am. My dad saying work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Yeah, I hear voices all the time, all the
time. 98Q Country.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every walk she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her? colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she.
Cody Johnson with the Painter at 98Q Country. Shopping show, savings, and fun coming up a little bit after 9 o'clock here this morning. We have a few events going on around the area. You're always welcome to let us know about events. Italian Sausage and Brat fundraiser is happening in Mercer, and that's going on tomorrow from 11 until 2 tomorrow at the Mercer VFW Post. The Peace Lutheran Church has a silent auction coming up tomorrow, and we're going to get a guest. Gentleman's going to stop in here at 9 o'clock and tell us a little bit more about that and some of the items you'll find over at Peace Lutheran Church. So Mr. Bonus will join us just a little bit after 9 o'clock to talk about that before we get into our shopping show savings. What do you got going on this weekend, Austin?
Honestly, not a whole lot.
Chilling out?
Yeah.
Just chilling out. My wife and I are going to run over River Falls, visit our son a little bit. He got a day off from work, so we're going to take him out to eat and run over there and see if we can't stir up some trouble over there in Hudson and River Falls area. So looking forward to a little road trip this weekend.
If I'm finding the police reports, then I know what happened.
Yep. Yeah, maybe on Austin's news on Monday. So stay if I'm
Joel
not here.
Joel Karnick, mysteriously missing.
If I'm not here and Austin is talking about me, pretty good chance something happened at, like, the Texas Roadhouse over there or something. So it's something to look forward to.
He got lost in the Texas Roadhouse.
It's something to look forward to on Monday anyway.
He's a line cook
now. On a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Barnett Lake. Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, enjoy dumplings with chicken or pork. Wednesday's pasta night, and Thursday brings delicious German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. On weekends, indulge in all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m., plus prime rib on Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday, plus a sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right. Shopping show news to come here in just a little bit. Peace Lutheran has a special silent auction fundraiser tomorrow. We're going to be sending our kids off to a big event. So Ken Bonus is nice enough to stop on by and fill us in. Ken, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So the event tomorrow, we talked about this a little bit during the week, but tell us where the money is going to go first of all before we delve into the activities tomorrow.
Well, every 3 years, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod holds a national youth gathering, and in 2025, it'll be in New Orleans. Okay. It's open to youth ages 14 to 19, okay, which means for most youth, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Sure, sure. And this is going to be held, they're going next year, next summer, is it?
They're going next summer in July.
All right. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit of an expense to get down there and be a part of the whole thing. So we are doing a fundraiser tomorrow to help with that, right?
Correct.
All
it's
right.
going to be a silent auction, a bake sale, and there will be lunch available.
Okay. What kind of stuff do we have there? Have they let you into the inner circle of information as to what kind of items we will have available tomorrow for this?
Oh, yes. We have home decor, kitchen appliance. We have recreational items. In fact, in that area, there are two donors that I specifically want to mention because they're from out of the area.
Okay.
One is Greg Strelo. His brother Steve and his family lived in Park Falls for a number of years. Greg has started a fishing lure endeavor.
Oh, wow.
Named Walleye X.
Okay.
And the lures are available at St. Croix in the factory store, but Greg donated a number of lures to the auction.
Okay. And
the other donor I'd like to mention is Vortex. They're located in Barneveld, Wisconsin, and they market a line of binoculars, spotting scopes, rifle scopes, etc. And they were kind enough to send a 10x42 pair of binoculars as well as accessories.
Nice, nice. So using your little bit of pull over there at St. Croix to bring in some nice donations locally here. That's nice,
Kim.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Why not? And a lot of great local items, I'm sure, too.
Absolutely.
That people...
Merchants in Park Falls, Fifield, and Butternut all contributed.
Yeah, yeah. So they can come down. And what time will the doors open for this tomorrow?
10 o'clock.
Okay.
The bidding ends at 2.
Okay, all right. Now, they don't have to stick around for the whole thing, right? They
no.
can come in and put their number down, and then if they win, you guys will find
yep,
them.
Yep, and drop back later and see if they've been outbid and
yeah.
boost it if they wish.
Yeah, sure. So 10 to 2, and you said they're going to be a little lunch served over that time, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And some other raffles and stuff going.